you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hey, yo, say hello to the bad guy, Scott Hall, and I've got a scoop for you. And we all know there's a lot of podcasts out there, and I encourage you to check out this one. It's called Going In Raw. You heard it here first. Going In Raw.
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
And welcome back to Going In Raw News Brief. What's in the news, Larson?
What's in the news? The Forbidden Door, that's in the news.
Oh, what the hell is that?
Well, that's what Chris Jericho, I guess, called the door that AEW would have to open for AEW and New Japan to work together.
Yeah.
So, of course, the AEW championship played a massive role in Jericho's match against Hiroshi Tanahashi.
Played a massive role in getting fans' hopes up that we're going to get an AEW match off between them.
And so at his Wrestle Kingdom news conference, Jericho said, yeah, Forbidden Door is closed. However, people need to get over their hurt feelings and bruised egos, do what's best, making money for the company.
I agree wholeheartedly. Yeah.
So the Young Bucks, they were interviewed by ESPN West Palm, and they were asked if the AEW's championship involvement in that whole match, that whole scenario, was any sort of sign or indication that a working relationship between New Japan and AEW is on the horizon. This is what they said, quote, that was just a rumor. Nothing is happening. I think Chris did that to get the internet to talk a bit more about the situation, which worked.
Yes, it did.
The door has not opened up at all. We wish them luck in what they're doing. A lot of our friends work in New Japan Pro Wrestling, and if something came along, we'd be open.
Okay, hold on.
But nothing is happening right now. That,
hold
we'd be
on.
Open. That's a huge departure from what they said in the past.
That's the door. That's the door. The door is open because he said, we have friends that work there. If something were to come along, we'd be open.
No, the door is the actual...
I guess the door
communication. They're entertaining the idea of potentially like turning the doorknob. That's what we're open to.
I guess
they're open to opening it.
The door is more of like a solid working relationship that is set and in play with like talent exchanges, Okada Omega 5, all that kind of stuff
on an AEW show.
Yeah. But it is kind of. I mean, the thing about this that. That you can't really take with a grain of salt is the first chunk of it when they still seem, and I don't know which of the Jackson brothers, because Nick has sort of been the one who has been in out front on all this
stuff. Yeah, he's the one, I believe, that tweeted like it was not happening.
He tweeted it's not happening. He made a crack on being the elite about it also. But if it was him or Matt, I mean, whichever one, I'm sure they're on the same page, saying that was sort of really downplaying just how much that AEW title being in the mix for that Tanahashi match really, really piqued a lot of interest.
Yeah.
Saying that was just a rumor. Nothing is happening. Chris just did that to get the internet to talk a bit more about the situation. Well, they did just that.
Yeah, but this is on Cage Side Seats. Apparently, Jericho did ask, at least for Tony Khan's blessing.
Yeah.
And that was granted.
Yeah. Well, Tony Khan, I'm sure, doesn't have any hurt feelings over the whole thing.
No.
So, I mean, look, I get it. You guys didn't like that you weren't invited on New Year's Dash so you can get written out of the company. At the same time, if it wasn't for that company, you wouldn't be where you are, A. And B, that company can take you to new heights if you just open up the door a little bit.
Yeah, no.
So, I mean, it is... The fact that there is evidence out there that this is something that people want.
Oh, yeah.
The Chris Jericho Tanahashi thing especially, or that being an example, you would think would lubricate things a little bit.
You think that would, or John Moxley being the U.S. champion in New Japan?
People would love to see Suzuki there in AEW training.
Oh, hell yeah, man.
Hell yeah, man. Absolutely. That'd be great.
I mean, it'd be a great deal for New Japan. They don't have a U.S. TV deal right now. Mm-hmm. Having some of their talent show up on AEW television, which is a larger platform than anything Access could offer anyway.
Have you heard? I haven't heard Cody say word one about any of this stuff.
Yeah, I don't recall him saying anything.
There might be some, I mean, this is a very dramatic way of putting it, but a bit of a, I wonder if there would ever be like a little civil war. And that's a very dramatic way of putting it. Yeah. But you know,
let me, I guess loggerheads. Cody, I don't remember Cody mentioning anything about whether he has any, hurt feelings or ill will towards his own departure.
Yeah.
From New Japan or not. Granted he wasn't there as long as Kenny and the Young Bucks and never reached the same measure of success as either of them did. I mean, he had some good moments, some good matches, and was in some title programs.
I do remember.
He would never reach the top of the mountain in his respective division.
Yeah, he was in a different position, I'm sure. I do remember. Do you remember Kenny talking about his status as a Gaijin wrestler, sort of being, even though he was main eventing, still being a bit lower in terms of information passed his way versus the Japanese wrestlers?
I don't remember it in terms of that. I just remember him saying that there's been instances where, you know, he'd show up and find things day of.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it's necessarily because, you know, anything to do with him, you know, being a foreigner or not.
Yeah. I don't know. I wonder. Yeah, I don't know. You would think maybe they think, hey, you know, we did a lot for your company, especially with the beginning of your Western expansion. Maybe show us a little bit more respect. And like, why should we, like, we're the cock of the walk right now. Why should we? I would hope that all that kind of stuff would sort of fade away, because it really would be fun for fans. And that's what AEW sort of, you know, I'm going to say promised, but it's like, they're a company that's all about the fans. That's what they're supposed to be.
Yeah.
So hopefully that
happens. Yeah, I mean, you know, what the saying is, time heals all wounds.
Yeah.
And
especially in wrestling, that seems to be the case. We've seen that endlessly.
At the end of the day, you're in the business of wrestling to make some money. And if you think, money's to be had, you got to put aside your whatever hurt feelings you might have for the betterment of your company.
Speaking of a guy who is looking for money, Jeff Cobb, according to Pro Wrestling Sheet, he's a favorite of ours. That Jeff Cobb,
yeah, man.
He's going to be sticking with Ring of Honor for the time being, but according to Pro Wrestling Sheet, he has not signed an exclusive deal with the company. They are reporting that Cobb will remain in Ring of Honor on a per-show deal.
Yeah.
His contract reportedly expired just last week on January the 1st,
yep,
and he did not sign a new exclusive or a long-term deal.
Smart move, Jeff Cobb.
The report states that even though he didn't sign an exclusive deal, he's happy with Ring of Honor and its direction and will continue to work with them unless something changes NXT.
So, yeah, he just took a picture with Matt Riddle.
Yes, he did. That's right. And he said Twitter. He misses. That would be a heck of a tag team to introduce, you know, the Chosen Bros, man.
That'd be great if they came back.
You couldn't do all that Frozen merchandise. Remember they had like the Frozen. It was all of their merchandise. I mean, half the wrestlers' merchandise these days is all just homage parody stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, he can't do that anymore.
So, yeah, he signed an exclusive one-year deal back in December of last year. And he said Cobb revealed that Ring of Honor's relationship with New Japan was one of the reasons he decided to join Ring of Honor. And he had a couple matches in New Japan.
Yeah, he was in the World Tag League a couple times.
Uh-huh. And, he worked the G1 Climax. That's right.
That's right. And he was in a program with Hirooki Goto for the Never Open Weight title, I believe, as well.
Oh, Cobb would totally be a great Never title.
He would be a great Never title?
Never title champion holder guy. Is what I meant. And he's also been announced. This is great. He's been announced for Bloodsport.
That's going to be awesome.
Josh Barnett's Bloodsport.
Let's get Cal in there next.
We got to get Cal in there. We got to get
Bloodsport.
Right now, two of our guys, current Hates champion Simon Miller, he is up. There's 24 independent wrestlers all vying for the last spot in Retromania.
They all want to go retro.
They all want to go retro. And they're doing it via fan voting on Twitter.
Correct.
And so follow Simon Miller or follow us at Real Going In Raw. Looks like so far Simon Miller is well ahead of his opponent in the first round of voting.
Yeah.
So every time he reaches another round, man, we're putting everything behind
it. Man.
We're going to do everything we can to get the Hates champion in Retromania. That's right.
Our final bit of news here. It's been confirmed. Naito will make his first defense of the IWGP Heavyweight and Intercontinental titles against Kenta.
Yeah, it's Kenta
taking place. New beginning in Osaka. That's February 9th.
Is that going to be one of the two-show weekends?
That's the final weekend.
Is that
just
the final
show.
Weekend versus the one? Okay, so that's going to be the big main event, obviously. Yeah, it's built the big belts.
And this is the first confirmed match from the trio of New Beginning shows. I guess you can speculate on who's Goto in the thing. Oh, she can go Takagi and Goto. That'll probably happen. Suzuki versus Mox, maybe.
It may be.
That might go down.
Yeah.
That's worthy of headlining one of the shows.
Oh, yeah. Big time.
I don't know if they're going to do the Zack Sabre Jr. Will Ospreay program, if that's going to be for the Rev Pro British Heavyweight title. That can main event.
A lot of things going on.
There's a lot of stellar matches. Takahashi. Guess who his first challenger is going to be?
Hold on. Don't tell me. Thinking about it. Riley?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, whoa, look at me. Good job, me. Wow. So Ingobernables versus Ingobernables.
See.
Interesting. Muy bueno. Also interesting that how long do you think the double title thing is going to, like, is he going to say, well, I'll put this one up, but not this one. I'll put this one up, but not this one.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if Eric be put in a situation where he's going to have to defend each title against separate opponents.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. It's going to be interesting. I'm sure they have a plan for the next 3 to 5 years already mapped out.
You know, maybe, hey, if Sonata wins the New Japan Cup and he was like, I don't want to take both your titles off you, Naito, I'll just challenge for the Intercontinental title. I know you didn't really care about that one anyways.
I would say, hey, look, you make a fine Intercontinental champion. Let me take that world title off you. Aim for this. That's what you always say. If you're there,
oh, totally.
Aim for the stars, right?
But, you know, I mean, it seems like Sonata, he's loyal to LIJ.
Yeah.
And so maybe he's like, all right, you know, I respect you, Naito.
Take it to the top, man.
Well, obviously.
I'd say this. Let me be, if I beat you for the IC title, I'll show you my respect. I'll beat you for the IC title. And if I do, you let me try to beat two belts, Tommy, two belts.
Yeah, that's fine.
And let me get a shot then at the world title.
There you go. See, that's fair.
See, look at that. Gato, call us. Hit us up. We know what we're doing. We fantasy booked all of New Japan in 2020 just the other day on Overrun. You could check out on the Patreon at patreon.com/Steven Larson. We have all sorts of great bonus content there, among other rewards.
Yes.
So check that out. Hey, listen, if you enjoyed this news brief, hit that like button.
And
we're trying to get this one up to 450 likes.
Sure.
I just want 450 likes
450
on this episode.
Likes. All right,
let's try to get it there.
If you come across this video, it's already got 450. Don't let that stop you from still liking it.
Try to get it to 550. Sure, why not? We'll get there, sure. Anyways, that's it for the news brief. Thanks so much for tuning in. We have our Raw review up right now with the channel live. And then we'll be back tomorrow with another news briefs, because I'm sure lots of stuff is going to happen overnight, man.
Yeah.
Anyways, thanks for watching. Until next time, we'll talk to you later.
Goodbye.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that, and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.